Yes? Good. See you. Hangs up. And wonders for the first time, and indeed for the first time in her life, whether the phone is tapped. Could that be what got the Asian sluts invader in here in the first place? Dorothea's an industrial espionage bitch, or has been, so it probably isn't entirely unlikely. They do things like that. Bugs. Spy shop stuff. She mentally reviews her calls since Asian sluts. The only one of any substance asking Helena about trans she'd made from a phone in Camden High Street. Now this one to Wojtek. But unless a listener knew where she'd run into him at breakfast. But then, couldn't they trace his number, wherever that is? She goes into the room where she keeps her luggage and begins the pre-travel yoga of folding and packing CPUs, which somehow tells her body that she will soon be free of reliance on this particular perimeter. Completing these tasks, she lies down on the gray duvet and falls asleep, willing herself to wake in an hour in time to meet Wojtek at the bistro in Aberdeen Street, and knows that she will. And dreams, though she seldom dreams, or seldom recalls them, that she is alone in the back of a black cab in London, the transience of late summer leaves accentuating the age of the city, the depth of its history, the simple, stubborn vastness of it. Facades of tall houses, poker-faced and unyielding. She shivers, though the night is warm, the air in the cab close, and the image from Damien's email comes to her, wet gray pyramids of bone rising beside excavations in a Russian swamp. What was that, to do that to the dead, to history? She hears picks ringing, drunken laughter, and she is in the cab, feeling ill, and in the pine forest, the summer swamp, witness she knows to some cannibalism beyond expression, some eating of the dead, and she remembers telling Big End that the past is mutable too, as mutable as the future. But now she must tell him that it shouldn't be dug up, ravaged, thrown away. She must tell him, but cannot speak, even though she now sees that it is Big End who is driving this cab, wearing his cowboy hat. And even if she speaks, if she manages to break this thing that so painfully shackles speech, he is separated from her voice by a partition of glass or plastic, entirely bent on driving, driving she knows not where. And wakes to the rapid beating of her heart. Gets up to splash cold water on her face and ascend the steep, narrow stairwell to where she's hidden the second set of keys. And she will be careful in the street on her way to meet Wojtek. She has never before determined to try to discover whether or not she might be being followed, but now she does, and will. Somewhere deep within her surfaces a tiny clockwork submarine. There are times when you can only take the next step, and then another.